It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tomorrow is the 1st of May. For many, the start of summer, if the sun would ever decide to shine. But tonight is also special because it's May Eve. And to talk about some of the traditions associated with May Eve, I'm joined by Michael Fortune of folklore.ie. Good afternoon to you, Michael.
Good morning.
And you're very welcome. And my apologies, we were late getting to you. Now, I will talk about the May bush in a moment. But because I know that is something that you are really, really passionate about. But talk to me firstly about May Eve. Isn't this a night that the fairies are said to be very busy?
Yeah, it's very similar in some ways to Halloween and the turnover when we're going from, say, the 31st of October onto the 1st of November. So we're going from the 30th of April now until the 1st. So we're going into summer now and we're going into winter at Halloween. But he always said that the fairies were out this time at this turnover. So this was where there's a lot of mischief that they could do. But you did loads of things to counteract that, whether they be, God, whether you'd be putting up your maybush or spreading water, holy water. There were loads of things you did. So it's just one of those things within our folklore. It's one of those kind of those Eve dates, Patricia, were always really important. That kind of turning point from one season to the next. So you did loads of things to protect that and bring you some good luck.
And one of them was for farmers in particular would sprinkle holy water on their land, was it?
Yeah, and that's one I'd say it's in Cork, Tipperary, here in Wexford. I think it's in every corner of the county, of the country. What a lot of people would do is they would get Easter water. They'd get water on the Saturday, on the Holy Saturday. And a lot of people will do it. They'll go out on May Eve and they'll shake the water into the fields. Now, some people will go into the field itself and they'll walk from one corner to the other and the other to the other. So they make a kind of a sign of the cross on the land and they bless the land. Sometimes they do that in silence and they wouldn't say a word until they get out the gate. But that's a common one around the country. You did everything to protect the fields and the growing crops, because I suppose like a lot of wheat and barley is only after going in there now. In the last week or so.
Yeah. Anyway. Chair says, talking about May Eve traditions, Chair says, I remember my mother telling us that when they were young, their mother, so Chair's grandmother, would throw food out the door. And by doing that, they would never be short of food for the year. Another tradition was to throw money back in the door and you'd have money for the year.
Okay. That's lovely, because the throwing the food out the door was done at Halloween as well, on Halloween night, and throwing food at the door. And there was a great saying here. Well, there's an old saying recorded and saying, hunger go away to say hunger go away to England. That's what they said. There was when they were throwing the bread at the door. Hunger go away to the Sosnap is what I came across accounts here from the 1800s. And that same thing, I think. So any of them turning points. And it was also done on New Year's as well, Patricia, the idea of throwing bread out. So you'd have no hunger in that household.
I remember my mother, God be good to her, had one about on the 1st of May, we should go out and wash our faces in the dew of the grass. I don't know why we were meant to do that.
That's a lovely one. And that's a one you'll find all over the country as well. They said, go out and wash your face, and they made you. And it was mostly for girls. And any older women that I would talk to now over the years, they'd always say, they were always told it was supposed to keep their skin, keep them looking young and pretty and keep their skin clear. That was the belief that they had. And the men were given the job now as well. The opposite was men probably got chilblains, is it? So the men were given the job here to go out and walk in the May June. So that cured any problems with your feet. So the May June was one of those things as well. I suppose compared to me, it's a powerful. It's the dew is on the grass this time of year. So I suppose in the same way with a huge belief in holy water,
yeah.
I saw the great power in the dew as well.
And collecting the May rain.
Yeah, I came across this, and again, there's no shortage of people from Cork and Newfoundland and Waterford and into Wexford and Kilkenny, but they went over to Newfoundland, and here in our part of the country, in Wexford, I've come across some older people saying they would collect the May rain. So the first shower rain that would fall in the month of May, they'd keep it in a little bottle and they'd use it for sore eyes. And when I'd go to Newfoundland, to the rural areas where all the ones from, say, the south coast of Ireland went, when they'd go over, they had snow. So they went over and they just translated whatever we did to the weather climate over there. And they had it that the first snow that would fall in May, they'd keep it in a bottle and use that drop of water for a cure for sore eyes. So same thinking.
Okay, someone is saying, does Michael ever remember the lighting of bonfires being part of May Eve traditions?
Absolutely. Come here to me. My own grandmother did it here at a crossroads in Killeena in North Wexford. I don't know what other counties did it in the sense, but traditionally the old people here always had a bonfire. Or do you know what they used to call it? They used to call it a bonfire. And Granny is always telling me to be sent out looking for bones for this bonfire. And even the Irish for bonfire is tin of canav, so it's related to the bones. I don't know how it did work. Where it came from. Now, there's loads of theories around, goes back to the plague and this, that and the other, but I don't know. I never looked into it, but the name is there, bonfire, the few old people that say. But up around in Arklow and in Gorey and north of the county here in Wexford, bonfires were a huge thing. You'll probably still get them. We'll be doing one tonight, but you'll probably get one in Arklow tonight as well. You'll get them around the place. But if your listener's in Cork, that's an interesting one to know that they were going on in Cork as well.
Why is Arklow called Banging Night?
Now, yeah, it's funny when Arklow, they have a night, they call it Banging Night. And the queer one, it's funny, the hunting the ran, like we'd have hunting the ran in Cork or Kerry or Wexford or wherever that happened. But they go around with the herons, so it's an unusual little town. There's one tradition that they have is that the neighbours, young lads, would go around literally banging on doors, and they call it banging night, just to ring in the
first start of May.
Yeah, and they did the same in community. They probably did the same in Cork. Listeners will have it on New Year's Eve night. People might open up the door and get a saucepan and get a spoon. Just to welcome in the new. So it's welcoming in the new year. You know, that's what it's.
But then there are a number of things that you should never do in May and on the first day of May. One is for the farmers shouldn't sell milk tomorrow.
Yeah, well, come here to me. That was back in the day. But I say some of the older men. Farming men and women will remember this. My mother, we were born in the country, but we were farm labouring background. So we'd always get a drop of milk. Now, I didn't get it. My mother and them would always get their milk from the farmers, fresh milk from the farmers. They'd get a little billy can or a little can of milk going up to the, that's where they'd buy it. But they were always told, no farmer, in our part anyway, would give you milk on the 1st of May. So you'd come, the belief was if you give away on the 1st of May, you'd be giving away for the rest of the year. You'd give all your luck away. And so much of the May Day stuff was around the protection of the milk yields. So the cows were let back out as well into the land, and you protected your cows, your milk and your butter. So that was just one of the days, that was one of the rules. No,
yeah, and people long ago were so superstitious, Michael. They believed in it.
Well, they did, I suppose, and did nothing else. And I suppose we can people can look back now and wonder how they operated and what they believed. But I suppose life was simpler, and in some ways, we're superstitious anyway. Like, in anyone that tells me they're not superstitious, I always say, well, do you do this or do you, we do stuff, you know, even though we say we're superstitious people, I think, you know, whether we see a cat crossing the road or a single magpie or whatever.
Yeah, and you wave at the magpie. If it's a single magpie, you wave. Yeah. And for people who whitewash, you shouldn't whitewash tomorrow.
Yeah, no, there's probably science in some of all this stuff as well. You know, little bits of grains of truth that are lost. But here the saying is, whitewashing may wash all your luck away, or whitewashing may wash your family away. That was a more serious one. And for some reason, they said you'd never take up a paintbrush in the month of May. Now, I'm looking out here today, and there's the lashings of shower rains here. And that'll probably translate into May as well. So there's probably a practical reason to say to you, don't do it, because May showers will probably wash all your hard work away.
I do. You've just reminded me of one that I heard many, many years ago about never buying a sweeping brush in the month of May. And I remember a friend of mine telling me that her mother had bought a sweeping brush and she was getting a bus home. She lived in a very rural area, and as she was getting off the bus driver said to her, "Oh, Mrs., what are you doing buying a sweeping brush? Who are you brushing out of the house?" And unfortunately, she lost a young child a few days later. And it's one of those weird stories, you know, it stays in your head. I heard that story back in the 80s, I'd say I heard that story. I have never been able to buy a sweeping brush in the month of May, because that has stayed somewhere in my mind.
Oh, that's incredible. I haven't come across that in this part of the country, but back to Newfoundland, it's really common. They have it. Never buy a broom in the month of May. So there could be one that could have went over from Cork.
Yeah, well, that was actually out of Tipperary. That particular story was out of Tipperary.
There's loads of people from South Tip went to Newfoundland.
And the other one, and I have a story backing this one up as well, about don't get married. Marry in May and you rue the day.
Yeah, that's some people will tell you, oh, that's only they're only on fish rogues. But more people will tell you, oh, that happened to me. I rued the day I got married. I don't know why. And did you hear that in Tipperary as well?
Yeah, I did. And we had a family member who married twice in May. And both of them ended up bad, can I say? And I should say no more on that. Okay, the cuckoo. Will we start to hear the cuckoo soon?
Well, come here. I'm hoping to hear her soon, because we're going for a walk on Friday night to try to hear her. Some people are hearing him actually. Come here to me. I have to correct myself. I've only learned there in the latter years that it's not the girl cuckoo at all. It's not the woman that sings. It's the fella strutting his stuff, trying to attract the female. As far as I know, I'm thinking fairly certain on that. So the cuckoo, my mother had a home had the saying. Now again, it's fairly heavy enough to say that if you didn't hear the cuckoo, you wouldn't live in under a year. Now that woman hadn't heard the cuckoo for 30 or 40 years, so and she still lived, so she was grand. But that was the story anyway.
Someone else is suggesting we should all be eating nettles in the month of May. It is the best time of the year to eat them, and they're very good for you.
Oh, come here to me. Granny at home used to cook nettles. Now, there's nettle soup now. We'd make it up with spuds and onions and all. You throw a few in. They used to, when they were boiling cabbage up and the turnip, a bit of meat, they'd throw it in. But yeah, they always said you get maybe one feed of nettles. Some people said you get three feeds of nettles. And they were good for you in May. And I recorded a man from England, from rural England, there only recently. And he had a lovely version as well. He said that... He said he was suffering baldness. He was losing the hair on top of his head, and he said that you boiled up the nettles and you rub it on your head. Apparently, would cure the baldness. Now it didn't work. He told me, but that was one that they had. And here's another one as well that the English have, and we have it. And we sometimes think God give them to the Irish. You know yourself, they were dropped here, and we have them since day one. But you know the way traditions move on and pass on, and we take on a version. But there was one as well. Again, guarantee your listeners have it. Was you'd be ran if you tried to bring in a piece of white thorn into the house.
Oh, yeah.
The white thorn,
you'd
be out the door.
Yeah.
And the English had that as well.
Did they? That's interesting.
Yeah,
now I want to talk to you about the May bush, because that's very much a feature for this time of year. And you're just about to bring out a brand new book called The May Bush in County Wexford, which you're actually officially going to be launching on Saturday, and people can check it out on folklore.ie. Talk to me about the May Bush, Michael, and its importance.
Now, it's a thing. This book is 130 pages just about the May Bush and where it comes from. It was done all over Ireland. That's the first thing. It was really popular there was different versions of it, and it went by different names. I've recorded loads of accounts in Tipperary. It was done in North Cork. It's done in parts of North Kerry. It was done up in Donegal. And so some people put down a little bit of a... You would, on May Eve and tonight, you'd get a little piece of furs or a bit of a big horse, or you get a piece of white thorn, and you'd put it up outside. Sometimes people put over the lintel of the door. More people here would put it up on top of the dung heap, and they'd put little eggshells and ribbons and primroses and flowers on it. The girls would usually do that. And they kind of said... Now, sometimes the older people would say, oh, that was to keep the pishogues away, keep the fairies away. Well, knowing you're a child, you wouldn't believe that. That wouldn't be on your radar at all. So your job was to go and decorate this little Maybush. And in some parts of the country here down in Wexford, it was Dublin as well, I'd say, if I went looking, it was in other counties. In the towns, the children, the exact same as Duran, they'd go out with a little Maybush in their hand, all decorated, and they'd be shouting and singing songs, a penny for the Maybush, a penny for the Maybush. And there'd be great competitions in the towns to who'd have the biggest one, or to have a dance around it, and they'd have music around it. So it's a lovely tradition. But the gas thing is, Patricia, it's found down in northern Spain, it's found over in Germany and Sweden, there's versions of it all over. So ours is just an Irish kind of take on it. But it's a lovely thing. We got it going here. My mother did it, my grandmother did it, and we got it going back here in Wexford. We've got hundreds and hundreds of people putting them up, schools and groups, and been working on it for about 20 years.
Well
so
done.
We decided to pull the book together and basically record it and get it out there.
Those kind of traditions, it'd be a real shame to lose them, wouldn't it?
Yeah, come here to me. They're lovely. And one of the lovely things I find about it, I really do, I find the older generation, the grandparents, especially the women, they look back and they're looking back on their own lives and they're looking back seeing their own grandchildren doing it. So it skipped a beat for a couple of a decade or two, but now there's a whole generation. And we've got younger school, we've got national schools and all doing it as well. So come here, it's part of who we are. It's a lovely thing to do. It'd be an awful shame to drop it.
And
most importantly, there's a lovely social side to it. There's nothing wrong, there's always something great about getting people together and marking a calendar event, especially an important day when we're going from the spring, hope to God, into the summer.
We need it badly. Barna in Clonakilty says, I heard in the past you should never wash a blanket in May. And like you, Patricia, I also heard that tradition around the sweeping brush. I would never wash a blanket in May. Have you heard of that one? Don't wash a blanket?
Absolutely lovely. I love hearing those things.
Okay, Charlie in Whelan says he clearly remembers his mother walking along the road and sprinkling the holy water over the ditch into all the fields on May Eve. And somebody says, I vividly remember my grandmother putting flowers on the doorsteps. I don't know if it was May Eve or May Day.
Sometimes May Day. That was done a lot in the western counties. And I'd say it was done in pockets in Arklow, North Wexford, up in County Down. And that was the idea. You'd sprinkle them on the threshold, little bundles of flowers. You'll see it in Sligo and Mayo still. And you probably great, you might see it in Cork as well. And the belief was it stopped the fairies coming into the house or the bad luck. You know, that was the idea.
Okay.
That's lovely to hear that.
It's all to keep the fairies happy. And somebody says, is this the day that we're meant to put out a white cloth that gets blessed?
No, not that I know of.
That's the St. Bridget's one, isn't it?
That's St. Bridget's, St. Bridget's. For Bridget to bless.
That's what that one is. Okay, so your book, The Maybush in County Wexford, is launching this Saturday and it is available. You can get it online at folklore.ie. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Michael. We'll talk again and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks a million and hope the summer comes.
Absolutely. We'll keep our fingers crossed. God bless. Mind yourself. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. The wonderful Michael Fortune.